WDN.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 73 degrees in Topeka, 77 in Lawrence. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We know there are lots of places you could be getting your news. We appreciate more than words can say you choosing KPR. In our next 30 minutes, the Supreme Court struck down a ban on conversion therapy in Colorado today. It's a complicated case. It is a complicated decision. LGBTQ advocates are, to say the least, not happy.
This decision, among other reasons, it's so disappointing. It's so hypocritical.
Today's ruling, however, was nearly unanimous. Why is that the case? Nina Totenberg will tell us. Also, we'll get an update of news headlines at 4:30 and talk about a recent U.S. intelligence report on an already contentious debate in Taiwan over China's intentions and how Taipei should reasonably defend itself against its powerful neighbor. That's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
As far as the weather goes, 70% chance of showers tonight with a chance of storms, lows in the lower 50s, 90% chance of showers tomorrow, chance of storms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, nearly a 100% chance of rain tomorrow night, with thunderstorms likely in the evening, and a low in the mid-50s.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush, live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com.
KPR thanks Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen for providing meals during our membership drive. Meadowlark providing an array of wines and full dinner service at 1011 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4:20.
Thank you, Laura. I'm Tom.
Brad and Mindy in Linden, Kansas, by contributing right now. It takes, just like Tom was saying, it takes a lot of bees. It takes all of us to produce this quality programming, and you are an important part of this public radio system. We really can't do it without you. 97% of our operating budget comes from listeners like you and the wonderful businesses and organizations that sponsor Kansas Public Radio. You can join them by visiting kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 888-577-5268. We have two more pledges left on the challenge from Brad and Mindy Loveless. When you give at any level, they will kick in.
Case for birthright citizenship. Arguments turn on what the 14th Amendment says and what its framers intended.
In America, we do not punish children for the sins of their fathers, but instead we wipe the slate clean. When you're born in this country, we're all Americans all the same.
What birthright citizenship means. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, Lila Fadla, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
Quick reminder, you can still make your pledge of support. Take advantage of the Loveless Challenge. Get some money added to your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The city of Topeka could end its on-demand transportation service. It's the latest community to consider changes to microtransit programs. KPR's Zach Boblett reports.
Topeka raised fares for Metro On Demand last year, which provides rides on demand to and from requested locations. That's part of a larger trend for these services. Lawrence's Transit On Demand was free until March 1st when the service started charging $3 per ride. In 2024, Johnson County's microtransit service changed from a flat fee to a higher-cost mileage-based system. Topeka Metro's Carrie Brennan says the on-demand service is difficult to maintain due to low ridership numbers and high costs.
It's not sustainable the way that it is right now.
In August, Topeka Metro's board of directors tripled the cost of Metro On Demand from $2 a fare to $6. In Topeka, I'm Zach Boblett.
Topeka's top radio station has been sold. Kansas-based MSC Radio Group has purchased 98.5 Jack FM and three other Topeka stations from Connoisseur Media. A sale price has not been disclosed. WIBW-TV reports the transaction still requires FCC approval. MSC says the purchase will allow the company to, quote, grow its footprint across Northeast Kansas while continuing commitment to local news, sports, agriculture, and keeping our communities informed and connected. A Southwest Kansas school system says its computer network has been hacked. The Liberal School District says the hack occurred on Sunday afternoon. KWCH reports the district is working with local officials to address the situation. In the meantime, the district says its Wi-Fi and phone service will be disrupted. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 70% chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms, lows overnight in the lower 50s, gusty winds coming out of the northeast. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers with a chance of storms in the afternoon as well, highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, there's a nearly 100% chance of rain. Thunderstorms are likely. Tomorrow evening, we're expecting a low in the mid 50s. Then, continued rain on Thursday, 70% chance of showers and storms with highs in the upper 60s. This is KPR and it's 435.
Support for NPR comes from this.
It's to jointly forge a peaceful path.
The KMT blocked President Lai's defense bill several times before allowing it onto the floor last week. Now it wants to scale the plan down by several billion dollars. Wang Dingyu, a lawmaker with Lai's ruling Democratic Progressive Party, says Washington's latest assessment can't be seen as an excuse to weaken Taiwan's resolve.
This report released.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
When news breaks, Morning Edition takes you there.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. I'm speaking to you as I cross the border into Iraqi Kurdistan. And
NPR's Ruth Sherlock is in Turkey, close to the border with Iran, where she's been speaking.
And we go next to Lebanon, where NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has been covering this from Beirut. Hi there, Hadil.
Good morning.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting, clarity, and context every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, the war in Iran is unlike U.S. wars in many ways, including this one's many references to religion, one in particular.
May the Lord grant unyielding strength and refuge to our warriors and total victory over those who seek to harm them.
Some civil rights groups are worried about the role religious faith may be playing in this particular military mission. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
KPR thanks Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen for providing meals during our membership drive. Meadowlark, providing an array of wines and full dinner service at 1011 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It's 73 degrees in Topeka, 72 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
And thank you for tuning in to KansasPublicRadio.org or make a phone call. 888-577-5268 is the number to call. And as always, thank you for your support.
The Supreme Court will hear the case for birthright citizenship. Arguments turn on what the 14th Amendment says and what its framers intended. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We have Morning Edition for you. Get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News coming your way in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
We have a 70% chance of showers tonight and a chance of thunderstorms. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Emporia. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well. We were able to add these frequencies over the year due to the generous contributions of listeners just like you.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We're going to talk about $4 a gallon gas. We're going to talk about getting tickets to the World Cup. And speaking of the World Cup, you may have heard the World Cup is coming to this region this summer. They're going to be playing in Kansas City. It is actually causing a bit of a border war over booze. Kansas is close to approving longer hours for serving alcohol during the event, similar to the law in Missouri. Both states want to cater to World Cup visitors.
There's another revenue stream that Missouri's tapped into that I think Kansas needs to tap into, and I think that's this market.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, details of a possible expanded alcohol sales plan coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cindy Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Tuesday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We'll have news headlines at 5:30. And, of course, we're going to be talking more about KPR and all the things it brings your way. 70% chance of showers tonight with a chance of thunderstorms as well. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. It is 73 degrees in Topeka, and it's 5:20.
I'm so, and thanks to all of you for joining the Kansas.
Connected with, and Kansas Public Radio is a huge part of that for you. We know that because you're listening to All Things Considered. Now it's time, one of the few times a year, as you mentioned, Tom, to do your part. Call 888-577-5268 or go to kansaspublicradio.org. Play your part and thank you for your support.
The Supreme Court will hear the case for birthright citizenship. Arguments turn on what the 14th Amendment says and what its framers intended.
In America, we do not punish children for the sins of their fathers, but instead we wipe the slate clean. When you're born in this country, we're all Americans all the same.
What birthright citizenship means on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
News headlines on tap next. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Abilene. It's 5:30.
Previous attempt by Trump to impose new voting requirements, ruling the Constitution gives states, not the president, that authority. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The city of Topeka could end its on-demand transportation service. It's the latest community to consider changes to microtransit programs. KPR's Zach Boblett reports.
Topeka raised fares for Metro On Demand last year, which provides rides on demand to and from requested locations. That's part of a larger trend for these services. Lawrence's Transit On Demand was free until March 1st when the service started charging $3 per ride. In 2024, Johnson County's microtransit service changed from a flat fee to a higher cost mileage-based system. Topeka Metro's Carrie Brennan says the on-demand service is difficult to maintain due to low ridership numbers and high costs.
It's not sustainable the way that it is right now.
In August, Topeka Metro's board of directors tripled the cost of Metro On Demand from $2 a fare to $6. In Topeka, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Cosmosphere in Hutchinson will hold a watch party for NASA's return to the moon. The launch is scheduled for 5:24 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, provided there are no launch delays. Cosmosphere events begin 2 hours before launch. The free watch party will feature a live stream, kids' activities, and Artemis merchandise. It's open to the public. Hector Diaz with the Cosmosphere says this moment has been years in the making. It will be the first crewed flight around the moon in more than 50 years.
It really is just very exciting that we are doing this again. Humans haven't been back to the moon for a number of years, and despite this just nearly being in orbit, you know, there are a lot of questions that will be answered by this mission.
Diaz says variables like weather could delay the launch. Updates on Artemis 2 are available at cosmo.org. Well, the K-State campus has gone nutty, sort of. As part of the school's annual Day of Giving on April 8th, patrons will be allowed to pay a small fee, and for that fee, they can name a campus squirrel. According to Shane Shanks, senior creative director at the K-State Foundation, the idea isn't just a fundraiser, it's a way to help out the critters on campus.
In terms of their self-confidence, their personal identity, I think this is a great step forward for the squirrels.
K-State has campuses in Manhattan, Salina, and Olathe. All of them are chock full of unnamed squirrels. But on April 8th, K-State's Day of Giving, patrons can help change that for a donation of just $18.63. The year the school was founded, anyone can name their own K-State squirrel. More details are available at kstate.edu. And I promise, no, this is not an April Fool's joke. It's a real thing. 76 degrees here in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
It's all things considered.
Yes, there will be other opportunities to buy tickets.
Good. So there will be other chances for us then?
Yeah, Juana. So if you miss out on the sales window, FIFA says they will continue dropping tickets sporadically all the way through the tournament. And the one thing FIFA has shared is that they've sold over 3 million tickets out of a total of about over 6 million. So there are tickets left, which means there will be more chances if you're diligent and if you're patient, Juana.
Diligent and patient. Sounds like some pretty good advice. NPR's Raphael Nam. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Juana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas law allows bars to serve alcohol from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. daily. But that could be changing this summer. A bill approved by lawmakers and headed to the governor's desk would extend alcohol service to 23 hours a day during the World Cup as a way to compete with the bars in Missouri. KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett reports for the Kansas News Service from here in Lawrence.
Court permanent extension, although not until 5 a.m.
Even being able to stay open consistently until 3 a.m., sometimes 4 a.m. on the weekends, I think would be really beneficial.
A middle ground option can be found across the Missouri border. The Missouri law is written in a way that gives local governments the ability to extend without increasing to 23 hours of alcohol consumption. The Columbia City Council took this option by extending alcohol service by 1 hour for the duration of the World Cup. The Kansas plan doesn't explicitly allow added hours without agreeing to the full 23 hours of alcohol service. However, two state senators said local governments could extend hours without committing to all 23 hours. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. Thanks so much for joining us today. You'll have another few minutes in which to make your pledge of support to KPR. This is the last time we'll be coming to you today. So if you want to do it today, the time is now. So we will be hearing from Nick and Tom and Feli here in a few minutes. We will also talk about this big birthright citizenship case that goes before the Supreme Court of the U.S. tomorrow. We'll learn a bit about the plaintiffs. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
A 70% chance of showers tonight, a chance of storms tonight as well. With lows in the lower 50s, there's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, and nearly a 100% chance of rain tomorrow night. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. I will tell you right now that they're very conditional. And if you happen to look out the window at approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow and you see that the sun is shining brightly, then you have a pretty good chance for strong to severe storms. The longer it stays cloudy, the more likely we are to just see rain. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
I'm Tom Parkinson. Please call up right
four
now
more.
And
oh,
make your
pledge.
Another one. It's your turn right now. Go ahead and make that call right now. 888-577-5268. And thank you for your support.
The Supreme Court will hear the case for birthright citizenship. Arguments turn on what the 14th Amendment says and what its framers intended. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210 CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
74 degrees in Lawrence under overcast skies. The time is 6:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a Colorado law banning talk therapy that seeks to change a teenager's sexual orientation or gender identity has now been rejected by the Supreme Court. LGBTQ advocates are not happy about this decision.
This decision, among other reasons, it's so disappointing. It's so hypocritical.
Today's ruling, however, was nearly unanimous. We will find out more about the case and what exactly the ruling entails. Nina Totenberg has that story, and we are going to meet members of the God Squad, or at least learn about them. National Security has this agency, and it makes certain decisions. One of the things they can decide is whether or not an animal species deserves endangered protections. We're going to talk about it. The God Squad has met. The God Squad has made a decision. I wonder if they have t-shirts. Anyway, we will learn about what they do and why they're meeting. We'll talk about it coming up.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
70% chance of showers and storms tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown, Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
It's 6:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
When you're born in this country, we're all Americans all the same.
What birthright citizenship means. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition, getting you the latest national, international, and regional news, preview of Supreme Court arguments, and Matthew Algio with your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
News headlines are coming up next at 6:30.
For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
U.S. job openings fell slightly last month to 6.9 million, a sign of sluggishness in the American labor market. Layoffs rose and the number of people quitting their jobs slipped. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Topeka could end its on-demand transportation service. It's the latest community to consider changes to microtransit programs. KPR's Zach Boblett explains.
Topeka raised fares for Metro On Demand last year, which provides rides on demand to and from requested locations. That's part of a larger trend for these services. Lawrence's Transit On Demand was free until March 1st when the service started charging $3 per ride. In 2024, Johnson County's microtransit service changed from a flat fee to a higher-cost mileage-based system. Topeka Metro's Carrie Brennan says the on-demand service is difficult to maintain due to low ridership numbers and high costs.
It's not sustainable the way that it is right now.
In August, Topeka Metro's board of directors tripled the cost of Metro On Demand from $2 a fare to $6. In Topeka, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Southwest Kansas school system says its computer network has been hacked. The Liberal School District says the hack occurred Sunday afternoon. KWCH reports the district is working with local officials to address the situation. In the meantime, the district says its Wi-Fi and phone service will be disrupted. The Cosmosphere in Hutchinson will hold a watch party for NASA's return to the moon. The launch is scheduled for 5:24 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, provided there are no launch delays. Cosmosphere events begin 2 hours before launch. The free watch party will feature a live stream, kids' activities, and Artemis merchandise. It's open to the public. Hector Diaz with the Cosmosphere says this moment has been years in the making. It will be the first crewed flight around the moon in more than 50 years.
It really is just very exciting that we are doing this again. Humans haven't been back to the moon for a number of years, and despite this just nearly being in orbit, you know, there are a lot of questions that will be answered by this mission.
Diaz says variables like weather could delay the launch. Updates on Artemis 2 are available at Cosmo.org. 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, with highs in the lower 70s tomorrow night. A nearly 100% chance of showers and storms. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Radium Girls, inspired by true events, a story of young women who fought for justice after being exposed to radium in a watch dial factory. Running April 10th through 19th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Listener-supported public radio, we're right in the middle of a pledge drive. If you would like to just cut to the chase and make your pledge, you can do it right now online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 70% chance of rain and a chance of thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. A 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Highs in the lower 70s and nearly 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Thunderstorms, if we see them, are likely to crop up in the evening. Lows tomorrow night in the mid-50s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
And with that, he fires up his leaf blower and gets back to work. For NPR News, I'm Eric Thiel in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, for 35 years sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
The Supreme Court will hear the case for birthright citizenship. Arguments turn on what the 14th Amendment says and what its framers intended. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Coming up, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Steve Seal. At 9 o'clock, we get Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com.
We do have a 70% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms mixed in, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of rain with a chance of storms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. A nearly 100% chance of rain tomorrow night. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening. We're expecting a low in the mid-50s. Thanks for listening to KPR. It is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says the U.S. will be done attacking Iran in 2 to 3 weeks. As for the critical Strait of Hormuz, the waterway that conveys one-fifth of the world's oil, Trump says it'll be up to other countries to secure it.
That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through.
Trump says the U.S. has obliterated Iran's military capabilities, but Iranian forces are still launching a steady stream of strikes against Israel and Gulf Arab neighbors. Trump says he's negotiating with Iranian leaders, but Tehran has dismissed his claims of diplomatic progress. The Iran war is causing more upheaval for U.S. farmers who were already dealing with high fertilizer and fuel prices before the Strait of Hormuz was cut off. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports on new government data out today showing how farmers are trying to adapt.
Spring planting season is always a gamble for farmers, but in the last year it's been even higher stakes with continued high fuel and equipment prices and Trump's tariffs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's annual spring planting report based on surveys with farmers reveals what many had expected. More farmers are switching to soybeans over corn and wheat, which require more fertilizer. These are still estimates, but the USDA predicts this could be the smallest American spring wheat crop since 1919. The soybean crop is up by 4% over last year, but that comes with its own risk. China did resume buying soybeans from the Midwest late last year, but in amounts much smaller than before Trump's latest trade war. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
President Trump has signed an order that calls for restricting voting by mail. Oregon and Arizona are already pledging to challenge it. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
According to the Constitution, rules for voting by mail are set by state lawmakers and Congress. But President Trump's new executive order is testing the limits of his power. And its signing, Trump and his aides said it calls for his administration to create a list of U.S. citizens eligible to vote in each state and for states to send and the U.S. Postal Service to deliver mail-in ballots only to the people on that list. It's not clear whether and how Trump's order would be carried out. Voting rights groups have been preparing to file lawsuits to challenge this order. Article 1 of the Constitution gives state legislatures, not the president, the power to regulate the times, places, and manner of holding federal elections. And Congress can alter those election rules. A Trump-backed bill that would overhaul voting is currently stuck in the Senate. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to suspend its construction of a $400 million ballroom where it demolished the east wing of the White House. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington granted a preservationist group's request to temporarily halt President Trump's White House ballroom project. Leon wrote that the president is a steward of the White House, not its owner. U.S. stocks surged today. The S&P 500 leapt nearly 3%, its largest gain since May. This is NPR News.
Start date March 31st. For sky watchers, tonight's a time for old friends. There's an almost full moon, so its glare overpowers most of the stars in the night sky. But the brighter stars shine through, the most familiar ones. That includes the stars of the Big Dipper, which are in the northeast at nightfall. The Dipper's leading light is Alioth. It's the first star in the handle. It's about 80 light years away, but it's an easy target because it's about 100 times brighter than the Sun. That's because it's bigger and hotter than the Sun. Alioth is classified as a peculiar star. Its chemical makeup is unusual. Astronomers measure its chemistry by breaking the star's light into its individual wavelengths. Each element in the star imprints its own barcode in that pattern of light. But the mixture of elements in Alioth is different from most stars. Some elements are especially common, while others are unusually rare. And the mixture changes as the star turns on its axis. That behavior is caused by the star's odd magnetic field. It's tilted so far that the magnetic poles lie roughly along the star's equator. Thanks to that alignment, the magnetic field pulls some elements to the surface and concentrates them in specific locations. It pushes other elements down, so we can't see them. So Alioth is both familiar and peculiar, an old friend that's easy to pick out through the glare of the full moon. We have more sky watching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Gatari Island. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Steve Seal, and it's a Tuesday night. We've got music based on folk sounds ahead this hour, and some other things as well, but examples of that from Jesse Montgomery, Leo Shanacek, Hugo Alfvén later on. If I say the word Satyricon, what do you think of? Well, if you're a film buff, you might think of the Federico Fellini film from 1969. It's actually based originally on a Latin work of fiction believed to date from the 1st century A.D., written by Gaius Petronius. And I'm still trying to figure out if a fictional work about satyrs is the origin of the work satire. I don't seem to be able to make that connection, but I'm still delving into it. Anyway, a satirical work, a satyricon. And this is the Satyricon Overture by the composer John Ireland. Thank you. Satyricon Overture by John Ireland. Nothing to do with the Fellini film, as it turns out, but very much both things based on the same source material, the work of fiction from the first century A.D., from John Ireland, the composer there, the Sinfonia of London, led by John Wilson.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Leeds Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org. And Bach Aria Soloists presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.com.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 71 and mostly cloudy. Wind is from the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid 50s. It's 71 and mostly cloudy. That's KPR weather.
So here's folk music from the Czech composer Leoš Janáček, and it's his Lakian Dances based on Czech folk tunes, and the Rochester Philharmonic conducted here by David Zinman.